Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace on Vishnu Paraparamahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Shatashi Shimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Maharaj Parikshit, who was qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor, surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Purport. Even an ordinary Kshatriya does not kill a surrendered person. And what to speak of Maharaj Parikshit, who was by nature compassionate and kind to the poor. He was smiling because the artificially dressed Kali had disclosed his identity as a lower class man. And he was thinking how ironic it was that although no one was saved from his sharp sword when he desired to kill, the poor lower class Kali was spared by his timely surrender. Maharaj Parikshit's glory and kindness are therefore sung in history. He was a kind and compassionate emperor, fully worthy of accepting surrender even from his enemy. Thus the personality of Kali was saved by the will of Providence. Om Agyan Smiran Nashatan Yaran Salakaya Tachura Manitan Yatashmaya Svigirima Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Varaha Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Ram, Hari Ram, 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 Hari Hari. So here Parikshit Maharaj is being praised for his compassion and kindness upon a surrendered soul. So this is the qualification of the Kshatriya. As a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, actually his main business is to see to the citizens' happiness. When Krishna released all those kings that Jarasandha had imprisoned, anyway, he released those thousands of princes. And he told them, now you go back and rule your states. And remember, your first business is just to make sure the citizens are happy. Because if the citizens are happy, then they can progress nicely, materially and spiritually. So this was factually the king's duty. And here we see this. He's performing his duty very nicely here in this story of Kali, because although Kali was misbehaving, he was out of his place, out of his position. Then Maharaj Parikshit, although he wanted to kill him, when Kali surrendered, he thought, he's a citizen also, I must protect the citizen who's taken shelter. So he simply put him in his place. He gives him some places where you can stay. You stay here. Where these places, that is your position. So even the lowest class man, he has a position in society, and the king makes sure everyone's situated where they should be. And Prabhupada often quoted and mentioned that the administrative head of state should simply see that everyone is engaged according to their spiritual and their material occupations. And then the king becomes happy and the citizens become happy. There was a nice cooperation. Everybody is situated nicely. Then the king can rule nicely and the citizens prosper. Srila Prabhupada also established the GBC on the same principle. They're the administrative head, the head of state of ISKCON actually. And he said their business is you should go around and you should see that everybody is situated properly, engaged in service, and they're maintaining all the spiritual standards. That's actually their first and main duty. Then everything goes nicely. Of course, the citizens of ISKCON, means all the devotees of ISKCON, they have to accept the GBC. It's a two-way thing. It's not that. So we all, like Kali, he surrenders to the king. We also have to have that attitude of surrendering to the authority, the administrative authority, the GBC. And then everything functions nicely. But if we become independent or rebellious, then the system doesn't work. King's not happy and the citizens are not happy. And when everybody's functioning nicely in their position, then the kingdom can flourish and expand. The king can do what he wants. He knows what's best, so he can go in that progression because there's no obstacles. Everybody is situated nicely. He doesn't have to worry how to solve all the problems of the citizens. They're all satisfied. So then he can progress and ultimately to make the citizens more Krishna conscious, bring them to the point of Krishna consciousness. So he should be unrestricted in his activities and movements because he can guide everyone nicely. The English British constitution was the king can do no wrong. Even in India, the British Raj. So he can do no wrong. Now whatever he does, he's beyond the law and order. He is the law and order. Because he is supposed to know what is best for all the citizens. So then he acts freely and everyone should cooperate with him. So like that, Prabhupada set up this institution with the governing body, who are the administrative head, the kings. And they should be given complete freedom to do as they like, to govern us as they see the best. And we should be obediently follow them and surrender to them. Then everything will go nicely and actually the society will flourish very nicely. So the examples are there. And Prabhupada actually set up even our system in our society on the same system. But here, now we're well into the age of Kali, and unfortunately nothing's happening like it should do. I mean, it's happening like it should do, because Kali means everything gets turned upside down, so it's going according to Kali's plan. Kali is very satisfied. Everything is going to on schedule according to his design. And he keeps everyone bound up in this illusion by bewildering all the heads of state and governments. Now we have a system to stay the head of state. You just need votes. That's all. So. It means you've got to satisfy the voters. So now that it's a government, they're simply anxious to satisfy the demands of the citizens so they get votes. That's practically all they're doing. To keep in power, they have to satisfy the citizens' desires. And plus, kalo sudra sambhavi, everyone is suturing Kali Yuga, then the sudra's desires are sense gratification all the time, so then the administrators have to cater for the sense gratification. That means do away with more and more restrictions, with Vedic restrictions, so they can enjoy more and more. And then everything becomes completely chaotic. And in fact, they are simply inviting Kali Raj. Instead of keeping Kali Raj in his position like Maharaj Parikshit did, you have this particular place to stay, you can stay there, that's your realm. you don't come, you don't venture out of that realm, otherwise I'll give you the punishment. So instead of putting Kali in his reign, Prakriti, today's administrators, they're actually inviting Kali. Please come in and reign in our society. Prakriti, that's what we're doing. We're inviting Kali. Please come and... we're inviting your reign, Kali. We want your reign, Kali. Because you give us so much freedom for sense gratification. You're encouraging it. Meat eating, intoxication, this is sex, gambling. All these simple, this is Kali's reign, so Kali, please come. And we will authorize slaughterhouses, we will authorize it. This is the situation of the Kali Yuga at the present moment. And we need some Parikshit Maharajas. And practically, we have a responsibility, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, as actually a responsibility to lead the world. Because no one else actually knows how to lead the world. But here in Bhagavatam, we have the information of how to lead the world. Once someone asked Srila Prabhupada, he was preaching on these points, and he said, is there a king who could actually, anybody who could put the world right? And Prabhupada said, only one. He said, me, if I become king. I could put it right. And sometimes some disciples, Prabhupada, you should become king of the world. And Prabhupada said, no, you become the king. I'll be the guru, you become the king. Don't bring me down to the... I'm in the head. Don't bring me down to the Kshatriya. He said, you become the king, I'll remain the spiritual master. But under my guidance, you become... So here, Maharaj Parikshit, it says he was qualified to accept surrender. So Kaliraj surrendered to him, and to a person who was qualified to accept surrender. So here is a qualification that we want to surrender. We want to surrender to Krishna. So we have to accept the person who is actually also qualified to accept surrender. And their qualifications that they're also surrendered. They have surrendered completely. And they're situated in their constitutional position as a surrendered servant of Krishna, or the servant of the servant of Krishna. Then they can accept surrender. If they are not surrendered, then it's difficult for them to accept surrender from others. So Maharaj Parikshit is such a great king that he did everything so nicely. He followed the code so nicely that he's a perfect example of a king. So practically, it just means being situated in your constitutional position. Then all the problems of life are solved. And this is the king's duty, or the administrator's duty, is simply to see that everybody is engaged in their duty. And Prabhupada say that it doesn't matter what religion they are even, because everybody has different religions. But just the government has to make sure they're following the codes. The codes of this religion, the codes of the, make sure they are religious. It doesn't matter what religion, because each religion will have different practices, but the goal is the same: to come to love God, to know God, to go back to Godhead. So the goal is the same. Practices will differ from country to country. So the details of the religion, they're going to differ, but still the government's duty is the same: make sure everybody's following their particular religion, and then everybody's situated nicely. Then the whole thing goes nicely. Prabhupada was pointing at one conversation in Vrindavan, 1976, and he was saying, just simply by avoiding these four principles of sinful life and surrendering to Krishna, the spiritual master, and rendering all kinds of favorable service to Krishna, he said, then you can easily become situated in your constitutional position. He said, as soon as we place ourselves in our original place, he said, then you are liberated immediately. So the heads of state are supposed to put us in our place, just in our position, our eternal position, as servant of Krishna. And we also have to maintain that when we're there. That not only the king, yes, this is what you're supposed to be doing, puts you in the place of the spiritual master. But then each individual has to maintain that position. And then Prabhupada said, then immediately you become liberated, because you're Krishna's eternal servant. And if you're situated in that position right now, then he says you're liberated. But then he said, but you've got to stay in that position of surrender. He says, when you become determined, you decide finally that we shall now continually remain fixed up in Krishna consciousness. He said, it's a very simple thing. Krishna consciousness becomes so easy, because you're in your original position. He said, but you have to decide to remain there. So we make the decision, so nice, then after some time, due to the mind's wandering, doesn't like that position, goes away again, always going away, then we come back and we become strong again, and then again it goes away. And Prabhupada said, no, then you, when you finally decide, fixed, no more leaving this position, he said, then it becomes such a simple thing, Krishna consciousness. It means all the problems go away. Because there is no problems when you're situated in your original, your position. Even in the material world, you're situated as Krishna's servant and that's all, then there's no problem. The problem comes when you're 50-50 situated, 50% for Krishna and 50% for myself, or whatever degree it is. To that degree, the problems come. But if we are situated in our constitutional position, make that decision, Prabhupada. When you finally come to that decision, he said, then it becomes simple. He said that when you understand the seriousness of Krishna consciousness, or you understand the seriousness of Krishna consciousness, or you understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness, he said, then you can remain fixed. You have to understand become serious about the process of Krishna consciousness, and or understand the urgency of it. And how urgent is Krishna consciousness? here the Kali, Prabhupada said, he was spared by timely surrender. Kali was spared by timely surrender. But this is applicable for everyone. Surrendering means surrendering right now. Because nobody knows how much time he has. We don't know if they've got one day or even 1 minute more time. So this is the understanding the urgency of Krishna consciousness. We may not get another minute's practice of Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't even waste 1 second. So we can be spared by a timely surrender. The same thing, Prabhupada. We understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness. We become serious about the whole process of Krishna consciousness. And it's just a matter of, as Prabhupada said, of just finally deciding. That's it. You know, I've tried a million times. My mind's gone off a million times. To try and get some happiness, but I never get it. So am I going to go another million times? Another million births? Try another million universes? Universal times? We have to come to that decision, say, yeah, it's right now, we tried it. And then Prabhupada said the whole thing becomes simple. All of your anxiety goes, all of your problems, all of you're situated as the eternal servant of Krishna. And Prabhupada has more or less taught us how to actually apply this, these teachings. For ourselves, we understand, you know, it's a delicate situation, you know, it's like a drop of water on the lotus, at any moment it can rock off. At any moment. And there's 84 lakh species of life waiting. And they get lost forever again in that material world. It's really, really risky business. So it's a very dangerous situation in this material world. So we're trying to realize the urgency of it. But still, by ourselves, by our own practice, by our own sadhana, we still experience this difficult to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada has given us the idea of not so much concentrating on oneself, but concentrating on others. In other words, don't worry so much about yourself, but think about others. So this is the better attitude, because here it's showing compassion. It's like Parikshit Maharaj is showing compassion for others. For ourselves, Prabhupada said, you don't really have to worry, because it's already guaranteed. If you're just situated in Krishna's service, he said, you don't really have to worry about yourself, about your liberation, about going back to Godhead. It's already confirmed. Krishna says, Aham tam sarva papi bhyo moksha yati mas. You don't worry about that. It's if there is any difficulty, I'll take care of that. So you don't even have to worry about yourself, Krishna said. I'll take care of you. Ramchandra also, one who says that from this day on, Lord Ramchandra, I am yours. I become indebted to that person. I'm obliged. That is my natural inclination. Because he one time said, from this day on I'm yours, Lord Ramchandra. So Krishna is saying the same thing. Masucha, don't worry, don't fear. You give yourself to me, I'm giving myself to you. You don't have to worry. He's telling Arjuna this. Just think of me, become my devotee, always worship me, offer everything unto me. I'm giving myself to you, Arjuna. He said, you don't have to worry. And I give myself to you exclusively. Exclusively to you and no one else. So this is Krishna's position. Once you get situated in the position of servant of Krishna. But then Krishna says to Arjuna, okay, I've said all this, and you're saying, yeah, you're now you can become Krishna conscious, but I still want you to fight the battle. Don't think that, okay, now I'm Krishna conscious. No, that's it. Thanks for the instruction, Krishna. I still need you to fight the battle. This is why I'm speaking to you. I want you to fight the battle. You're still my servant. You have a battle to take place. So do it. So he gives him the conviction and confidence. You don't have to worry. He said, I'm taking care of you. Now you do the battle. So same thing. He's assuring, Krishna's assuring us. Anybody who surrenders to me and engages in my service, I take full care of you. Now you care for others. You go out and give the same message to others. And this is what Prabhupada has shown us by his example. You know what's good for Krishna, says in Bhagavad Gita, that you see equally. You know what's good for you. It means you know what's good for you, so you give that to others. You know what's bad for you, you don't do that to others. You respect. In that part he's talking about how the Paramatma is situated everywhere. So like that, we know what's good for us, otherwise why do we come to Krishna consciousness? So this is the best thing, let's give to others. And we know what's bad for us. Any indulgence in sense gratification, distraction, so don't give it to others. So this is our message. And understanding the urgency of Krishna consciousness means to understand the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission here, his teachings, how that outside of the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the message of Panchatattva, the message of Navadvipa, there's nothing else that can help the living entities in this world. Absolutely nothing. Nothing can really help them. Because of Kali's reign, it's so powerful. The only thing that can help them is Krishna. Krishna's the only one powerful enough to counteract Kali. So Krishna has come in the form of his holy name. So this is the only thing that can counteract the terrible age of Kali. It's Krishna himself. So that's what we're being given. Krishna himself and his sound vibration. And this is the only thing that will help. Enachiyo shadi maya nashibara lagi. Harinam mahamantra. Leo tumi. So when we see the living entities in the material world, we see that this is what you need. You don't need anything else. Whatever you think you need, you don't need it. You do need the holy name. We've been given this. We want also to give it and share it to others. This is the only thing that's going to help a living entity. And the next person I see, I may never again see him in my life. And he may never see a devotee again in his life. And we have something very, very precious to give to the whole world. We have the only thing to give. So this is the urgency of it. It's urgent that everybody gets Krishna consciousness. Everyone we come in association with, we have to give them this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the urgency of it. Because we may never see them again. And they may never get a chance to hear the holy name or chant Hare Krishna. So this is compassion and kindness that the Parikshit Maharaj is showing here also. So charity begins at home. So first of all, we situate ourselves perfectly. That's the first thing to do. Charity begins at home. It's such a lovely gift. Thank you. As much as we take, we want, we'll keep it. And we'll situate ourselves in nice devotional service. Then we're safe, okay, and then you can... Now we can give to others. We don't have to worry about yourself. You take it and then you situate, your charity begins, then you can distribute to relatives, friends and expand and give to everyone. But this is the only thing that can help the living entities of Kali Yuga. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Daigo Premanandi. Thank you very much. Any comments or questions? Yes, we need a problem.
I have a couple of points actually. It's quite sure Prabhupada's criticisms of modern government is too lenient in terms of criminals. So from the point of view of the duty of the Kshatriya, it seems that Kali's surrender was very artificial, because as soon as he got opportunity, he expanded his influence. So it seems like it would have been better for the Maharaj Krishna to build up from the point of view of the Kshatriya for the welfare of society and all. So that's one point. And another point is regarding the comparing the GBC to the king and accept their absolute authority. In the mid-80s, the reforms that were brought about in this one were actually kind of forced upon the GBC by the temple presidents and by all the devotees in society. So it seems that there is some scope for, if the GBC is compared to the king, then there is some scope for the communicative advice to the GBC.
Parikshit Maharaj, he wanted to kill Kali, but Kali pleaded that I am Kali Raj, this is the time for me to appear. Therefore it's not proper to kill me. Because according to the Lord's program, of the universal program, I have to appear. Because this is my age. And if you kill me, then it'll be interfering actually with the Lord's program. So he didn't kill him, he put him in his place. He said, you stay there. Now the reason that Kali's influence is spread all over the planet now is not so much due to Kali's influence, but it's due to the living entities accepting Kali. They're bringing him out of his hiding places. You come into my house, you come into my home, you come into our world. They're inducing him to come out. Otherwise he had his position, he couldn't come out. And he won't come out if the people don't call him. If there's no need for him, he has his limited space. But because everybody wants him right in their living room. They're calling him out, that's all. Otherwise he has to stay. He can stay there. He can be harmless. Yeah, and GBC, they should take advice. But Prabhupada said, my books are the law books. So this is the standard, Prabhupada's books. that they should base their administration on. And there have been some mistakes, and they've admitted that there are some mistakes too. Air is human, but a lot of those mistakes weren't so much from Prabhupada's books, or they deviated from the direct instructions of Prabhupada. But it was more in some detailed ways of administration, things like that. Some details, the way they did things. They admitted there may be some mistake like that. But anyway, that's except to Arius Schumann, that will be there. But the thing is, also during that period you mentioned, there was a lot of criticism and pulling down. So that's wrong. Defect may be there, but you correct the defect. that's the solution. You correct the defects. You have a head or a body. They discuss, learned persons, they discuss and see what is the corrective remedy, and then that is followed. And then again, also maybe later there may be defect again, the correction is necessary. But the if we don't want to accept the authority, oh, they made a mistake. How can they judge? How can they be an authority? We want to reject the authority and not accept it, which was also happening. A lot of people were kind of rejecting the authority because of some small mistake. Then that is this causes so much disturbance in the whole system, because once you reject authority, you're more or less left on the platform of speculation. The whole basic principle of Vedic civilization is based on respect. There is a hierarchy there. Everyone is respecting all the way up to the top. And once that respect is gone, then the whole system collapses. It's all based on that respect. So if we take away the respect for the authority, then actually everything collapses. And we see it was chaotic during that period. A lot of things were going wrong. So many people weren't satisfied. So the idea is simply to correct any mistake, but still accept authority. Because if we don't want to follow the authority on which the Vedic principles are based on, then Krishna will let you do it by yourself. Okay, I'm the compiler of the Vedas. I introduce the whole system. If you don't want to follow him, I say, okay, then follow your own. And Krishna will let you go on, and you'll just end up speculating, and the result will be just, you won't get anywhere. So keep the system intact. And anyway, there are people who should deal with it rather than everyone. It was a fashion in those days that just let everybody know anything and everything that was going on in ISKCON. All the new bhaktas, control blow, you can put it out on any kind of public forum. And anybody could say what they wanted, because Otherwise we're being restricted in the name of freedom. We have to express our but the idea is that two wrongs don't make a right. If you're not in a position to criticize, then don't criticize. There is a system, there are proper authorities, there are bodies there that do, who can deal with this, who do deal with this. It's up to them. Let them deal with it. Why I should start throwing my opinions out? I can't do anything by myself anyway. I'm not in a position. There are people who are in a position. Let them deal with it. Rather than just let anybody have their own say. And what, as a result, we simply commit a Vaishnava apavad. We criticize the devotees, we criticize them. So the whole thing is spoiled, you know, in the name of freedom and expressing, being expressive. The first point of Krishna consciousness is Chaita Tarpana Mahajanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings his movement on that, cleanse the heart. And then we join the movement, yes. So we start to cleanse our heart, and then suddenly we're in the movement and we're criticizing this one, criticizing that, making so many offenses to devotees. We're putting so much dirt in the heart that we wouldn't even do it as karmis, probably. We wouldn't even do it as karmis. Karmis, they know everything's nice, everything. Even though it's not, but they say everything's nice. We won't speak badly. Won't create any bad work. We think we come to ISKCON now, it's a free movement and it's spiritual and we can say and do it like. And we're simply putting all more and more dirt in our heart. We joined here to Chaito Tarpana Mahajanam, clean it. So two wrongs don't make a right. So there's someone to deal with it, deal with the problem, correct, and put it back in its place. But keep the system intact, keep your authoritative system there, and still respect and follow the authority. Otherwise everything is lost. The whole system becomes disintegrated, the movement becomes disintegrated, individually we all become dirty, heart becomes dirty, so many offenses we make to the earth. So everything is lost. Yes.
These two things are very much related, actually. Why Kali? We are not influenced by Kali if we follow the principles. And at the same time, I remember an incident of Srila Prabhupada with his disciples in Hawaii. Some person hit Ushidama that time, he was a restaurant, he got a restaurant. Ushidama wanted to reclaim it as his own restaurant. So the GC went up all meeting. The Western belongs to this one. So Prabhupada was there and he was talking to me. So you are my servant. Whatever you receive is for me, for the movement. So are you my servant? Yes. Whatever you receive is for the movement, yes. So the rest of you belong to the rest of them. You answer to me. Because okay, so you have the rest of the rest. But he left and Jimmy still said, we should prosecute him. Making part of the bargain with Pariksit Maharaj with the saints. Because this money is not accumulated for his own sanctification. His own physical are not done, it's a waste. So this one also, and you're saying that you receive the full of authority, you receive the full of Krishna. And the line that comes down. If they're cutting down authority, you cut down Krishna eventually. And we are between a really fine line, because before we didn't have Krishna and authority. When we push out any authority out, again we are on the other side, on the other side. It's so important that we're saying to respect our authority all the time. Find authority. is the ultimate purpose of surrender anyway.
Do you have to say something for you?
Thank you very much.
I think I have one comment regarding Kali. The sacred principle that nothing is so bad that it's not good for something. And you could say that Kali is good because very, very sinful souls are allowed to take birth who would otherwise not be allowed to take birth. They can take birth and they can get a chance to hear the holy name and be connected with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that sense, he's also doing a nice service. It's high single, but to say that he has it's his mission now, it's his time. And that's also why Maharaj Krishna didn't kill him for one reason, because then he was supposed to deal with it, like he said in the last program.
Yeah. It made it a lot easier for us to surrender, because when Prabhupada came, we had such a contrast in Kali's realm. We were so degraded and so infamous that it really had a big, big contrast. Wow, if it wasn't so bad, then Prabhupada's words may have just gone out the other way, because we were faced with it, reality. We could accept it more easily.
Opens our eyes to the urgency, actually, we're speaking about the urgency.
Yeah, it does. Anything else? Krishna Bhagavatam ki.
Yes.